This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, gang. So what I told you, they continue to roll in. Woj is Adrian Wojnarowski, just because I want to say that correctly.
I'm glad you have to say that, not me, because I would butcher that.
Try Bojan Bogdanovic.
Yeah, someone texted in correcting you, and I didn't read it because good luck. You come on there and try to say it in mid-sentence. Not as easy.
How did they say to pronounce it? Because we get an NBA pronunciation guide.
Yeah, it's pronounced Boban Marjanovic.
It is not.
That's what it says. Bowban. Boban Marjanovic.
We'd like to thank the communication director from the Brooklyn Nets for chiming in on that one. Another Rockets move reported by Adrian Wojnarowski. Again, with no details on what's coming back, gang. Tyler Ennis, who was your backup point guard, now goes to the new general manager in waiting, at least in temporary form, Magic Johnson. And just like I said, this could be where Daryl says, I'm going to cash in as much as I can before Rob Pelinka starts.
What I tell you, you just mentioned the fact that Morey could fleece Magic Johnson, and I said that he's out there making deals and he shouldn't be. And what does he do? He goes and gets Tyler Ennis for what? We don't know.
So if you're a Rockets fan, and I know you are.
Maybe the Rockets got their pick back.
but let's think about this. So you take Tyler Ennis, which he was making about 1.7.
Yeah. Was that minutes a game?
And millions of dollars.
Okay.
So you take Ennis at 1.7, and you take KJ at 1.3. And there's
3.3. KJ's at 3.3.
3.3. So I was going to say, there's a $5 million opening and two roster spots.
Yeah, and funny how both their salaries and minutes per game were about equal 3.3 and 1.7. Yeah.
So what that tells you is there's either another move coming before the deadline,
yep,
or right after the deadline, they got their eyes on someone that they're going to sign.
But who? If they can't be thinking Bogut's going to get cut. They can't be thinking.
Oh, he's already being bought out.
But they can't be thinking that because you can't gamble. You can't give up your backup point guard. You can't give
up. Wait. Aside from Kenny Rogers, your general manager is the gambler, and you're telling me he can't gamble?
Well, then what are you going to do? You're going to bring us somebody from the D-League? What are you going to do for a backup point guard?
Iwanuku's going to be there shooting Williams underhand free throws as a poor man's Montrezl Harrell in the short term.
Oh,
but again,
Lord,
for the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to see more than just the one buyout.
It does make you excited because, Lou Williams is probably your backup point guard now, right?
That's what I've said. Because of the system, the same reason James Harden is a point guard in a starting
right,
lineup.
But I'm saying backing up Beverly. Tyler Ennis really backed up Beverly more, right? I mean,
Tyler Ennis really never played. I mean, it was a combo.
But
you know, they rotated.
When Beverly was out, they started Brewer, and then Ennis would come in
sparingly. But yes,
yes.
So, yeah, and if
so,
healthy,
Lou Williams now starts in place of Beverly if Beverly's out or comes in to spell Beverly because
or Gordon
spells Harden.
Or Gordon.
Well, yeah, but you can mix it up, right?
Yeah,
Gordon go Harden.
I was going to say there's a rotation of 3 to 4 guards.
Yeah,
Tyler Ennis was never going to be a steady mainstay in it if everybody was healthy anyway.
Right.
So this is a way to make sure you have depth. You can get Harden more rest. You still have more shooting than you did before. And like I said, I think there's one brewing. I think there's another one brewing. So we'll see. Jason, you want to get in here on NBA trades. What's up, man?
Yeah, I just want to tell all the Houston fans, you're welcome for the Brewer trade. I am the reason he got traded.
Jason, was that you that texted the show every single day asking if he had been traded?
Every single day.
Jason, my man, you are the most consistent dude that has texted this show since we've been on since September. He literally, you guys, and sometimes I wouldn't even read them, but he would every day he would text the show and be like, hey guys, any news? I don't think Brewer's been traded. Sad face.
So that's
good.
Dumpster, man.
So not a Brewer fan, huh? Now what are you going to do with all your jerseys, all your Brewer jerseys?
I'm going to make some quilts out of them, get into the homeless.
Very nice. So do you believe that there's a fleecing going on with Magic Johnson now that they've also traded Tyler Ennis to the Lakers?
Yeah, I'm interested what they're going to do with that money and that open roster spot. I feel like Ennis didn't get enough time playing. He can shoot the ball. I mean, but we'll see what happens, man. Morey always seems to surprise us with what he does. So we'll
he
see
does
what happens.
Indeed.
I've heard
Appreciate the call, Jason.
Thanks for the call. I've heard a lot of things of Tyler Ennis. Like, he's one of those old school throwback true point guards. But the one thing I never heard was he can shoot the ball.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because he doesn't play that much, he may seem more efficient than he really is.
Even at Syracuse, they were basing on everything that why he was such a highly touted kid was the fact that he was a great ball handler, he could defend, and that they thought there was potential there to get him to become a decent
shooter. So did the rumors say
shooter.
Who Ennis was traded for?
No.
It just said the Lakers acquired him. So does that necessarily mean they...
It doesn't necessarily mean that they got something back, but it could too.
So Calvin Watkins now reporting the Rockets will continue to make some moves after the deadline, after trading KJ McDaniels and Tyler Ennis. So we'll have to see. And those Toronto Raptors are going for it, gang, because they just traded Jared Sullinger and two future second-round picks to Phoenix for PJ Tucker and got their lockdown wing.
Yeah.
Tough. Best. Last year was the best corner three-point shooter in the league. And he is tough, and he is strong, and he is gritty, and he's going to fit in very well trying to lock down Cavaliers players. They are going for it along with Ibaka. They've made some pretty big moves there in the Eastern Conference.
A couple of folks are saying Marcelo Huerta from LA.
Huertas.
Do you pronounce the S? You better get it right, Joel. You know you get corrected.
Look, Bogdanovich, I say it's Huertas.
Yeah, that's why. Well, I would say Huerta, but, you know.
Well, P.J. Tucker seems to be out of the question because I think the Suns just traded him.
Nick, longtime producer, first-time listener to the show.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, we get it.
I kept getting notification after notification on my phone.
But Huertas, that's the trade for Ennis. And that makes sense. He's at $1.5 million over the next 2 years.
Well, P.J. Tucker would have been the best.
Tyler Ennis is at $1.7 million, so that fits. So
within
now
15%, right.
And it's point guard for point guard. So maybe they just, why would you do that? I mean, you really only save $200K. That doesn't make much sense when you could have just cut Ennis, right? If you wanted to clear space.
So how long is the deal?
They both have 2 year deals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's confusing. That to me.
I hope that's just a rumor because that's confusing. You just basically traded $1.7 million with Tyler Ennis for Huertas, who's at $1.5 million. So you save $200K. That's nothing in the NBA. Nothing.
No.
And they're both on 2 year deals.
And it's not a fit for the squad either.
Nope.
And the Rockets will waive him.
Yeah.
So why did you do it? You could have just cut Tyler Ennis.
Exactly. I don't know. That's weird.
That makes no sense at all.
Unless there's something else in the trade that people aren't aware of yet that maybe, you know, no one has said. So
I just don't get it. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I don't that the fact that you went out and got a guy from Milwaukee, you thought that, you know, he was a guy that was highly sought after, that was highly touted coming into the draft that he was in. That you thought you could groom, mold, and work on some things with. And then, essentially, you trade him for a guy you're going to cut.
Yeah.
So, there's still... I mean, that's still on your cap. Yeah. It doesn't go away because you cut him.
Nope.
So, I just... Man.
That's weird.
That's a head-scratcher.
I'll be interested to see. Maybe there's more to the deal that Woj and other folks aren't aware of.
Otherwise, Magic called Daryl and thought he could fleece him.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Magic's the one.
Who knew? Magic knew better than most.
Yeah.
And maybe Kevin McHale can break it down for us.
G-Man said that was reported by Bleacher Report, but I know Woj.
I saw the tweet from Woj, and you know, I'm not one of those people that fight for credit like Mark Berman and others.
I don't snort very much, but somebody just texted in. Breaking news, the Miami Heat just sent Chris Bosh to TNT. That was pretty good. That's funny.
Huh? I believe they're actually talking about the fact that there were other moves to be made, that Milwaukee might be clearing house because of the fact that they were way over the cap, and without Parker, that they were going to suck. So they were amongst teams trying to clear out in an emergency right before the deadline. So we'll see what we can find out for you.
But yeah, well, it's over
now, right?
The
Rockets have made two moves. Well, unless, like I said, unless you've already started discussions with the league about a trade and working out the details, then you can continue to talk about them. But again, the Rockets make two late trades. They trade Tyler Ennis for a can of soup that they are going to put back on the shelf.
A rack of balls.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they trade KJ McDaniels to the Brooklyn Nets. But they, again, will not say what that trade was for. We're continuing to monitor that to try and find that out. But again, I think.
Oh, I got one more trade. Jacob says the Knicks just traded Melo to the Harlem Globetrotters for a carton of Newports. So.
Well, the Washington Generals are happy.
Unconfirmed, but Jacob has sources close to the situation. I'm really looking forward to seeing Melo with the Globetrotters. I think that'll be fun.
Reports now are the Oklahoma City Thunder made a move. Uh-oh. They got a guy that we were after.
Okay.
And when I say we, you and me, yeah. That's our team. And yeah. Nick. Well, our team just lost out on who we wanted because the Thunder Don't just acquired
it.
Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott for a second round pick. Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a second round pick from the Bulls for Cameron Payne, Joffrey Laverne, and I know I'm saying that right.
Okay. Good for you.
And Anthony Morrow. Anthony Morrow is another backup wing that can shoot the three that would have been perfect here.
Mm. Well, maybe he'll get bought out.
A buyout?
Yeah.
It's possible, but
wow. I don't know. This is
plenty of moves to be made. We'll see what we can find out post-deadline, but as for now, that's what we have. Also want to remind you folks that if you're doing furniture shopping right now after the holidays and after President's Day, there are still sales to be had all at Gallery Furniture. One of their three locations has all the furniture you need, solid wood American-made furniture, whether it's a two-for-one recliner sale, those Macapetic mattresses that start at $19.99 and start with an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card, or American-made solid wood dining room tables and chairs, as well as living room furniture and leather seating and special ordered upholstery furniture for your home theaters and your man caves. It's all at Gallery Furniture. You can get one of those three locations because they're all nearby you. If you're in the Sugar Land Katy area, it's on Grand Parkway and Highway 99. If you're in the heart of the city, the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak. And the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, where Max sits right there at the front desk and he makes sure you get customer service before, during, and after the sale. All I can tell you is I have all my furniture from Gallery Furniture, and you should too. Go see Mac and the boys today and let them help you out. Gallery Furniture, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker. Anywhere you go of the three locations, they will save you money. You buy today, you get it tonight, because Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we're continuing to monitor every single thing we can to try and get you the latest deal. The latest was the one I read to you about Oklahoma City cashing in on the guy we wanted the Rockets to get, Taj Gibson, along with Dougie Buckets, Doug McDermott, who can shoot it, putting a little help around Russell Westbrook. David Wiener is a great follow, by the way, at Bima Thug, B-I-M-A Thug. He is the not a certified capologist for all things Houston Rockets. Mm-hmm. He just put out, as buyouts for veterans survey playoff landscapes and money available, the prorated mid-level exception, $2.5 million. The prorated mid-level exception for younger players, $2 million. Rockets cap room now, $3.54 million. So then again, that's exactly what I was talking about. They just freed up money with the KJ McDaniel move, regardless of the Huertas move with Tyler Ennis, to go out and get at least one free agent that's bought out so that could help them. So we'll see what they do. But I think that's the way you're going to get to the big man that you need to come off the bench and or help the guys up front. Again, I was a fan of the Lou Williams move. You were not.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I said they're better.
Right.
But I think that a move like Taj Gibson would have made more sense for this team.
And the other thing is, so I get that's it. Why you're I wanted to flip a him. Bigger name or a bigger splash, too.
Well, I mean, Lou Williams is a good get. It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. I just felt like this team has enough of Lou Williams already on this. There's Harden. There's Gordon. Ariza can shoot the three. Anderson. Like, you had enough shooters. You needed some low post help. Defensively,
right,
and you know, I mean, I feel like you already had perimeter defense with Beverly and Ariza can guard a wing, or hell, he can guard shooting guards for that matter. But you needed a better low post presence. And I did read something last night that said that it was, you know, I don't remember the source, but somebody basically tweeted and said that the Rockets feel like they're set at center, and then maybe it was Calvin Watkins again who said no, the Rockets aren't looking to make a move because they feel like they're set at center with the three that they have. And maybe they think that resting Nene was big enough, a big enough of a deal to where when they hit the playoffs that he can guard the LaMarcus Aldridges of the world if and when they face San Antonio. I don't know that that's the case. I mean, but again, not many guys can guard him to begin with.
Right.
But maybe they feel like Nene is their answer for the playoffs, and that's why they're not making that move. I don't know. So don't get me wrong. Lou Williams is a good get. They're better trading Lou Williams for Corey Brewer, but I just feel like this was more of the same for this team.
Yeah, you know, I look at it, and I feel like there's another move to be made.
I think you're right.
I feel like what they've done so far, and I like the Lou Williams move because I think systematically he's not a point guard. He's a combo guard, but so is James Harden. And that's why if James Harden's going to be your primary ball handler and your second unit kind of is a lesser mirror of your starting lineup, that Lou Williams can fill that role but maybe be more of the facilitator because Eric Gordon obviously can shoot it or it'll set up Gordon more. But there still, I believe, is another shoe to fall in terms of getting more help for this team. I think that's what they did by whatever they did with both of these guys, but the fact that they're getting Huertas back for Tyler Ennis and then they're going to cut him, I don't know if that's trying to do Magic Johnson a solid to build a relationship for future or because they fleeced him on the Corey Brewer deal.
Man.
I don't know, but I wouldn't have taken anything back for Tyler Ennis just to have more cap room so maybe you could go out and get two guys if you needed them off of the guys that get bought out.
Yeah, because waiving Huertas only saves you $200K over just waiving Ennis.
It really doesn't add up to me.
I don't know.
And again, we'll have to find out what they gave up for or what they get back from KJ McDaniels because you have to get something back within 15%. But if you don't have to take on another player, that could obviously help. If you get the draft rights, I mean the rights to someone that maybe is buried over in Europe, that can help. And or draft picks. So we'll see. Again, this is the neat time because between now and probably 4 o'clock today, Central Time, deals will still trickle in because teams were still talking. And once they're discussing a trade, as long as they stay on just that trade, they can keep working on it. So we'll see. The deadline's passed. The deals are probably not done being announced. And we will keep you updated. And again, Kevin McHale will join us in about 12 minutes so he can kind of break down what he knows, what he's seen, and what maybe he has in terms of insight as to what the hell the Rockets are doing.
Yeah. You know, and I'm looking at the Lakers. I'm like, what would have made more sense if you were going to make that move? Right? Like, I guess if you're cutting, it doesn't matter. But then again, like you said, did Magic just really want Tyler Ennis? Does he feel like that's an answer for them? And so
I can tell you Huertas was terrible. And when he played the Rockets.
And I'm looking salary wise and just below, I'm looking at, you know, from highest to lowest on the Lakers, you got Larry Nance Jr. as a power forward, who's a pretty damn good power forward for his role at $1.2 million. So it doesn't make sense just to get a point guard back. Now, Magic maybe didn't want to move Larry Nance Jr., and I don't blame him, but something like that would have made more sense at least where you're like, okay, we get some help down low. Nance Jr.'s
and Magic
PER
said
like
the core that he was not willing to talk about getting rid of Julius Randle, Larry Nance Jr.
Oh, he did include him.
Yeah, he did.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Russell, D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah,
Ingram, the Duke wing that they got this last draft.
Yep. Brandon Ingram. Yeah, that was the one when they
that
were talking
Sacramento
about,
wanted.
That's right. Yeah. When they were trying to make the Cousins deal, Sacramento wanted Ingram, and they were like, no, we're not including him.
And here come the buyouts, gang.
Uh-oh.
Supposedly Dallas is working on a Deron Williams buyout. They're going to turn the reins over to young former Baylor guard Yogi Ferrell. Deron Williams rumored to be heading back to Utah, possibly.
I did see that.
Yeah, and so now that is being talked about within the last 16 minutes. Cleveland looking at either Mario Chalmers for their backup point guard now or Larry Sanders, the one-time All-Star who went off the reservation. So they're still looking at buyouts and guys that they could possibly get. So we'll update you on all of that. And the Celtics end up standing pat, even though the rumor was they were trying to get both Paul George and Jimmy Butler. Both those guys stay home and that they end up doing nothing. And the Bulls, obviously, do something that I wish the Rockets would have done. They traded Taj Gibson along with Doug McDermott to Oklahoma City. And both those guys could have helped because McDermott can shoot it, and in a Rockets type system where Harden penetrates and or Lou Williams and other guys, and the middle kind of collapses. Boy, Doug McDermott on the wing with wide open shots is like a young Kyle Korver.
Yeah. Somebody texted in. Can we send Capella to Scared Straight to toughen him up? I got another text. Dougie McBuckets and Russ are about to be best friends. Guaranteed there'll be a commercial within a month, a sitcom-style commercial. And does anyone else think about Gary Shandling every time they hear the name Larry Sanders? Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Yep. So Sacramento had offers for Ben McLemore and Darren Collison, as well as Aaron Aflalo. It was rumored at least one would go. No one did anything in Sacramento. Vladdy's going to sit on his crap until the offseason. So we'll see. Everybody, and again, a rumor out of Atlanta, they're sitting and waiting on buyouts. So now the general managers will solely focus on buyouts first, and then available players coming over from China, Europe, and or free agents that are veterans that can possibly help contending teams. So the Rockets get one of the things that they needed, but did they get enough? And what the hell did they get for KJ McDaniels? These are questions that we're going to have to try and find answers to.
We need answers.
Yeah, and until we get them, it's an incomplete in terms of the grade for what they did at the deadline. Because if nothing else, I mean, if they took a bowl of soup back for KJ McDaniels, I'd be happy, because then at least they got enough money for at least one buyout free agent.
Yeah, you know, as a fan, this is when you're antsy for information, because you're like, what is Morey working on? Because you kind of know Morey's got something. Mm-hmm. These are not Daryl Morey type moves by themselves. These are, you know, Morey plays chess. Like, these are moves ahead of a bigger move.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of, now we're all just like, well, what big deal does he have in the works?
Let's hope there's something.
God, I hope so.
One way or another that can help this team so that they can get that extra. Either they were looking for the two things they wanted was an athletic backup three or a big to help them up front. So we'll see if Daryl does have something else up his sleeve. Right now I want to tell you about Window World, because, gang, I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan of Window World, because quite simply, they do not screw you over. They are honest. They are trustworthy, and they give you the best damn windows that you can get for your house. And they do this all with a system that has been proven to work, in which you call them, they come out, they check out your house, your windows, and give you a written estimate all for free, no obligation, no hassles or high pressure. And in most cases, they'll give you the plan right there in front of you that will help you save money and a purchase that will continue to give back in terms of your energy savings. All you have to do is get in touch with someone at Window World. They're the number one window company by offering lifetime warranties, higher quality products, low prices. They start at just $189 a window plus $45 for solar zone low E to meet Texas energy regulations. It's the first step to reducing your energy bills. Just call them. They'll come out and give you that free written estimate I told you about with no hassles or obligation. It's free, so what do you got to lose? 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. 713-439-1172. Window World Houston. .com. Window World, simply the best for last. Give them a call.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, we are diligently trying to get Kevin McHale on the phone right now so that we can start to break down the trade deadline, the Rockets, questions you may have, as well as others that we have. I want to make one correction. I mentioned Yogi Ferrell and said Baylor. I was thinking of Pierre Jackson, also on the Mavericks roster, who went to Baylor. Who is with Dallas as well. So Pierre, Yogi, okay, they're both on the Mavs. You win, I lose, I screwed up.
Yeah, Yogi played at
Indiana.
That's right.
Yeah. So with that being said, we're trying to get Mac on the phone. I'm texting him, Nick's calling him, so we'll get him on as soon as we can. But again, looking at the you got...
Well, yeah, we did get a pretty good question. Somebody wanted to know, can the Rockets trade Ryan Anderson's pump fake?
Well, only yes,
pretty damn
but,
good right there.
Yes, but you also, the teams have been demanding that they get the piece of glass that cut his thumb as well.
Oh,
in the deal,
we'll throw that in there.
So I don't know what you're gonna give back.
Yeah,
but again, the latest trades that we have: Chicago sending Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott to OKC for Cameron Payne, Joffrey Laverne, and Anthony Morrow.
I just like the way you say Joffrey.
Well, it's spelled that way too.
Yeah. I like that.
Joffrey.
It's got a very Game of Thrones.
Whoa. I didn't know where you were going with yes. Uh-huh.
Game of Thrones? No, Joffrey?
No.
No?
You just no, the first part of that.
Oh.
The way you said that. So, you know what? Here's the name I'm going to throw out there.
Okay.
Just because we've talked about him before. I think Tyson Chandler is a guy that might get bought out. I think Tyson Chandler, more than Andrew Bogut, is the kind of guy that fits the system beautifully. that is a veteran presence in the locker room, that's a defensive-minded center that can block shots and hold his own on the post, and if you do need a basket on the low post, can get you one. But his forte is alley-oops and putbacks. He can run the high pick and roll with James Harden and still finish at the rim. And then on top of that, he can get you a lot of offensive boards. Nick, you and I have talked about that for quite a while. I think that if he gets bought out in Phoenix, Tyson Chandler is better than Bogut in terms of being a guy that could slide right in and help the Rockets immensely.
Especially because the offensive boards. I'm really big on rebounds, offensive boards. Too many games you see James Harden getting more boards than Clint Capela, and that just needs, in my opinion, just can't be like that. I'm really big on rebounds, and I think rebounds and second chance points will do wonders for a shooting team like the Rockets.
Barry, I'm going to throw this out to you. Out to you because it's on Twitter.
Okay.
But it's something that I was a staunch supporter of moving Pat Beverly.
Okay.
Supposedly, the rumor is out there that the Bulls offered Taj Gibson and Isaiah Cannon for Patrick Beverly, and the Rockets turned them down. So then the Bulls turned to OKC to make the deal. Would you? Would you have done that deal?
So here's the thought.
Okay.
If Morey had more than one option for a low post player, in other words, via buyout, then I'm guessing, one, no, I wouldn't do that if I had a backup plan a la signing Andrew Bogut when he gets bought out.
Or we don't know this, Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler.
Or you know, anyone that he thinks might be a buyout possibility, then I get it. But if you don't have that plan and you were just, you know, dead set on keeping Pat Beverly, the fact that you went out and got Lou Williams, I get Pat Beverly is a great perimeter defender. Well, great. He's a good perimeter defender. Not great. I misspoke. He's a good perimeter defender. Mm-hmm. I get that. And you would be better down, but it's so you're really trading one for the other, right? Because now you're going to have a weaker perimeter defense, but you're going to be able to, you can, you know, the paint now is going to be a little more protected with Taj Gibson, and he's a good chemistry guy, so I don't think that wrecks anything. But my guess is maybe he had plans that allowed him to do both.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see because, like I said, this is kind of like the dessert for those that didn't get a seat at the table. Where now there's still going to be opportunities to try and better yourself.
Yeah.
And like you said, we don't know all the guys out there. And look, as much as we want to play the naive card, go, well, they don't talk.
Yeah.
So no one's talking to anybody. I guarantee you the word's being planted right now amongst agents, two teams, that, hey, my guy's going to get bought out in the next umpteen days.
Sure.
Let us know if you're interested.
But who did you say the other option was besides Taj Gibson with the Bulls, the trade that didn't go down?
Like no, it was Taj Gibson and Isaiah Cannon.
Okay.
Coming to the Rockets for Pat Beverly.
So essentially you'd be adding Taj Gibson and replacing Pat Beverly with Isaiah Cannon.
Cannon can shoot, he can't defend.
Right. And so what do you do then?
You outscore everybody.
Well, what do you do? Who replaces in the starting lineup? Do you continue to bring Gordon off the bench? Do you make Gordon a starter? Do you make Lou Williams a starter?
One of those two becomes your starting two guard.
Okay. And then you have the other one who great option off the bench, obviously.
Yeah. And at least because Isaiah Cannon now is more seasoned, we all know he can shoot it and he can run up and down the floor. He fits in terms of the style of play, but we both know he can't defend.
Yeah.
And there was a reason why he wasn't playing in Chicago either, too. So
yeah, well, I was going to say, do you maybe then not make the Tyler Ennis trade if you had done that?
Of the two, I take Cannon as a guy I can trust more than Tyler Ennis right now. Yeah. And he's a better shooter.
Ennis has more upside.
Yeah, I just think both of them are awash defensively, and I think Cannon's probably a better offensive player.
Yeah.
But I think that would have made sense because you and I had both agreed and pegged right from the get-go, boy, Taj Gibson is the perfect fit at a four.
Yeah.
Because in this system, he could actually realistically play short runs at the five, too. He could play center. But he gives you an experienced low post defender, a shot blocker, as you highlighted with his numbers, a great offensive rebounder, Nick, is something that you wanted, and a guy that can score on the block offensively when you give him the ball. He was just to me, Ibaka was the high-profile guy that was the perfect fit, and Taj Gibson was kind of that next-tier guy that could have stepped right in, and you got nothing to worry about because he's not on the books for anything other than this year. But with this team, this year, with the potential they have to try and go deep into the playoffs, I thought he was a guy that they should go after.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. When I made my list, that was it. That was the guy.
You mentioned Beverly. But the thing was, the rumor was that Cleveland, New York, and Chicago were desperate to get Pat Beverly. Somehow, some way between those three teams, you could have found something that you said, you know what? That's a better deal for us for now because of the way we're playing, because Pat Beverly's making six. This was a better fit. We have enough guards now because we don't need true point guards. We need combo guards. They got Lou Williams. They have Eric Gordon. They have James Harden. They have guys that can do that. So they needed help up front. One of those three teams could have provided that for
them. And we still don't know what they got in return for KJ McDaniels.
Right.
So,
and even if they're doing KJ a favor by finding him a place to play, they're also clearing cap space no matter what. I would hope that they were thinking they don't want to take anything back that they don't have to, but we'll find out. So at least they didn't get Jeremy Lin. So we can at least we can point that out. We're still trying to get Coach McHale on the phone, by the way, but so far Nick has struck out because Mac is not living up to the time that he gave us. But he's normally pretty good about it, so we'll try and get him on the show as soon as possible.
Yeah, dude, I'm looking over the entire Brooklyn Nets, mm-hmm. and the only things that fit is the names I gave you before.
Let me ask you a question before you do that. Are they under the cap? Because if they're under the cap, then you don't have to come within 15%. You can take picks.
No, both teams are over the cap.
Yeah, see, that's a problem then. That means they probably had to take something back that, boy, I don't
know. No, well, see, I don't know. That's kind of confusing. They've got the Rockets at minus $18 million. Over the tax line. So maybe they are under. Maybe they're both under. Maybe that's what that means.
I don't think with Gordon's deal. I don't think with Gordon's deal, Anderson's deal,
the cap,
and Harden's deal.
Cap or the cap tax wise. Line?
You get the taxed Rockets, for being over the cap.
Yeah. The Nets have $13 million in cap room.
So then that
they're
you,
minus
so then you don't
million
have to
over
take,
the tax line.
You don't have to take. Yeah. You can take picks back.
Well, and the Rockets are they're $29,000 over the cap.
So again, David Weiner, Bim Thug, says the Rockets' return on the KJ McDaniels trade will not be known until the buyout market clears in a couple of weeks. Because I guess I see what he's saying. Because the value in what you get from him is the money that you can use to go get a player that's bought out.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think it could have huge value, and I don't think KJ was ever going to get the minutes that he needed to prove that he could play and be consistent with a jump shot in this league. So we'll see what happens. We're still trying to get Kevin McHale on the phone, but we still have at least half the show to go, or in that ballpark and realm. So we will get caught up, then we will get ready to get you up and running in terms of texts, tweets, calls, and we will have some stories for you as well. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, do you miss baseball?
I do. You know this.
I miss baseball. If you miss baseball like I miss baseball, get out to Reckling Park this weekend. The Rice Owls are looking to make a 23rd straight run to the tournament. And they kick off this weekend their home opener against rematch of last year's regional tournament when they faced Southeastern Louisiana all weekend. Games are Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 2 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m. Don't miss the action. Get your tickets at riceowls.com/BSBTix. That's riceowls.com/BSBTix.
I'll tell you what.
Baseball.
You want to talk about a hidden gem? Reckling Park is a fantastic place to watch baseball.
It is a good place to catch a game.
And Coach Graham puts together a roster that, especially with their curriculum and the requirements and the fact that, you know, there's so much else to do in this city.
Yeah.
But, man, year after year, you think about the guys that have rolled through that program that had the fast track to the bigs.
Yeah. 22 straight seasons making the tournament.
Pretty damn good. That's impressive.
And they'll do it again this year. That'll be 23. Pretty damn good.
Yeah. Won a World Series. You know, you had Lance Berkman. You know, just keep counting the pitchers.
Yep.
They just what's the second baseman for the Nationals that was the third baseman for Rice a couple years ago? I'll think about it. He was an all-star. Went to Rice.
Yeah. Jose Cruz Jr.
Yeah.
That's the only Rice guy.
I'm gonna get it care about in just a second,
dude. I just used to. I was a huge Jose Cruz fan, so
I was too.
Jose Cruz Jr. made me a Rice fan just because I wanted him to be like his daddy, and he wasn't.
But he had a lot of potential. Everybody was always putting him to be. Anthony Rendon was the guy that played third at Rice, and Rendon is the.
You can't lead the league in potential. I mean,
no, but he was kind of being compared to the next Ken Griffey Jr. and then just never came close.
I don't ever remember that. Was he?
Yeah, when he first came out, everybody, he was highly drafted. Everybody was talking about him, and then boop, 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 boop. He went to Bel Air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Anthony Rendon played third at Rice, made the All-Star team as a member of the Washington Nationals. Really good hitter. I mean, you can see really quality baseball at a park where a general admission ticket is $5-$10, and you can sit right on top of the action. It's Reckling Parks is no joke. It's a fun place to watch baseball. For sure. So we've got other things going on, Barry.
We know we've been talking all day almost about the NBA trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Have you seen there was an article in USA Today on For the Win, and they talked about these cryptic emojis that the players, you know, because sometimes they won't – the player won't – text or tweet or post anything other than just an emoji. And so they were going through some of them and giving some of the reactions, and some of them were pretty damn funny. Like Andre Drummond, he posted a picture of the alien, just an alien's face, mm-hmm. on Twitter, and some dude was like, oh hold on, aliens is to Mars is close to Mavs, he's clearly going to Dallas. Like this went on all night last night. Like somebody was like, No, the alien's green. That means he's going to Boston.
Well, you know how it all started, right?
Alien equals Kyrie Irving equals Drummond to Cavs. This is like ongoing. It's been really cool.
But you know,
cool.
It started because in the offseason, Isaiah Thomas tweeted just the bug eyes emoji.
Yes, and he's still doing that.
Right after that, they signed Al Horford.
Yep.
So now Celtics fans watch his Twitter account, and he just teases the hell out of them.
He did the bug eyes again.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. So he just periodically will just put the bug eyes out there. Everybody's like, Celtics are making a move. Is it Jimmy Butler? Is it? And there's nothing.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, my God, wait, whoa. Every Celtics fan right now, and then they just kind of show that old Kevin Hart gif where he's like looking to the side and everything. He pretty much got everybody on eggshells when he did the eyes again. They had others, too. Derek Favors did the thinking face, and somebody said, "No matter what happens No matter what happens, know that we loved you." And then someone just posted a picture waving to him, like, "Bye, we'll see you later, sir." Somebody else, CJ McCollum, posted a picture of a cup of coffee, just the coffee emoji, and someone put, "Oh, CJ got traded to Starbucks." Coffee equals brown. Browns equals Cleveland. Cleveland equals Cavs. McCollum to the Cavs confirmed. These are just going on, dude. This is pretty hilarious. You just go find an NBA All-Star, see if they're tweeting emojis.
It's and cryptic then, analytics.
Yeah, it is. It's a whole new thing.
So I guess as best as I could, confirmed for you, the listener, that the Rockets McDaniels deal creates, as you said, Barry, $233,000 in cap room to use on free agents because they have Lou Williams. Ennis was expendable. He was not that much better than Bobby Brown, and the Rockets were unlikely to re-sign him, so they just sent him to a place where he thought he could play.
Does a quarter of a million really do anything?
It depends. The only way I'll say that it does is if you're trying to get two of those guys that were bought out, if there's two guys out there you think you can get. And so you're trying, that 200 can be the difference between creating just enough to afford both.
That just seems like, dude, that's literally pennies on the dollar in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean.
And there was a guy who was number one pick, first round pick.
That's
so
insane.
It is crazy, but those are the kind of things that teams are willing to do. And there's been some smaller deals that really don't affect anybody that we're not going to hit on. But as I said, they continue to trickle in. If there's a bigger one that ends up popping up, I think the big winner right now is Toronto, just simply because they got started and got a head start on everybody else when they got Ibaka.
Yeah.
But to add PJ Tucker as well, I think they see that the landscape is a lot easier than it's been in recent years in the top half of the East. And if they're going to compete with Cleveland, especially with Kevin Love being out, this is the year to go for it and at least get your fan base fired up that you win the conference, you can get to the finals. They see that window open and they're going for it. I give them credit.
Yeah. I wanted to also bring your attention to, okay, so you know the whole Kyrie Irving story, right?
About
thinking the world is flat. Mm-hmm. And then who was it that came out in support of him saying, yeah, if it's not, then how come we – if it was curved, how can we stand and not fall over?
Was it Richard Jefferson that did that too?
No, but Richard Jefferson was caught wearing a shirt, and I just tweeted it out, so you can go follow me at Barry is Funny. But he's got a shirt on that says Flat World Champions, and it's got a globe with a basketball on it.
The timing on that could have been.
Dude.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's actually for sale. I need to retweet that as well if you want to go buy one. It's from Fresh Brewed Teas. But Flat World Champions is my new favorite shirt. I may have to get one of these.
Yeah,
that's
totally
just
want...
so damn hilarious.
Yeah, I want a t-shirt like that.
I hear now Kyrie Irving's kind of backing down. Like he's
like after, he never said it kind of thing?
No, after he got made a fool, they just said he's kind of backing off a little bit. We're like, well, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just.
I don't know. How can you.
He went to Duke, but he obviously didn't go to class.
Bro, there's no way.
He only went for a year. But, I mean, seriously. He kind of, I think he kind of, like the third question he took after he was trying to be adamant about it, he kind of realized, I might have stepped in a really flaming, steaming hot
I found this thing with all the Twitter jokes. I was like, I wonder how many guys in the three-point field are trashing Kyrie, telling him his shot is flat. Stuff like that. At least Kyrie offers evidence that his three-point shot isn't flat. Seems like the odd gravity of flat Earth took its toll on Kyrie there. And these are just, it's just, I think at some point he was like, you know what, my bad. Okay, fine. And there's a picture of him sitting on a basketball. And someone tweeted out, here's Kyrie sitting on a flat ball.
Sheesh.
You just got to know when enough's enough, man. You just got to know.
Yeah, I mean, look, and the thing is, like I said, first of all, be careful taking shots at that guy because he's pretty talented on the basketball floor.
He is.
But evidently, he didn't really go to get any a semblance of a start of an education.
Definitely did not take advantage of his time at Duke. That is for sure. But I also just, if you're what, I tweeted the picture of Richard Jefferson in the shirt, and then I tweeted the shirt itself if you want to go grab one.
It's a good check. Yeah. Even if it's for nothing else. And these guys that have, like, money to or at least a connection to a t-shirt company.
Yes.
The turnaround these days is really quick.
Yeah, they do. They get some good stuff.
Even you guys did it with the U of H takeover.
Yeah, H-Town Stepover.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Not really, but yeah. I appreciate the quick turnaround. That was great.
No, you shut up. Just because you're a U of H honk, I don't want to hear it. That's, you know, truth hurts, right? Is that what it was? Is that what stung so bad, Nick, that it went from the H-Town takeover to the H-Town stepover?
No.
I mean, when your coach leaves for a better school, let's be real.
I know you're enjoying this right now. I know you are.
I can just go on and have really no point other than to hurt you. Emotionally.
Right now during the break, I'm going to run down to the convenience store and see if I can find the milk carton that has Kevin McHale's picture on it so that we can find out if he's missing. But he was supposed to join us at 2:30. We'll try and track him down. But in the meantime, we have 1 hour still to go in this show. Therefore, we are going to give you the best that we can. And we have plenty of topics to cover. If we need to get off the basketball topic for you, we certainly can do that. If you want to be a part of the show, 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.